Hello, everybody. It's Angel. It is August 1st, Friday, and I said starting in August, I would start doing a Friday audio. And it's just going to be my top 10s and top 5s. And just because people ask me so many questions, I thought this would be a fun way to get some more information about me out. I did a top 10 a couple weeks back, top 10 reasons I should be sucking your cock. And people like that. I don't know why anyone would like 10 reasons why I should be sucking your cock, but no, I'm kidding, I'm teasing. So definitely send me your top 10s if you're curious or anything like that. Please send your suggestions. I'd love to hear them. This top 10 for the first official one is the top 10 places on my body I like to be kissed the most. It was really hard because I am a greedy girl and I want to be kissed everywhere. This isn't in any order because that would be really impossible for me. But number one is my forehead. And I just think that is just such a sweet, like, kind of protector, kind of everything's gonna be okay kind of kiss. It just really just gives you the warm and fuzzies and it's just really nice. Number two, the inside of my wrist. It's really sensitive. And there's just so many sweet, like, moments it can be kissed. So, like, if we're holding hands or if I'm about to fall asleep, my, like, hands resting on my pillow, just anything like that. It's just really nice. Number three, my neck. I'm really sensitive about my neck. It's just one of those places that just gives me the shivers if it's touched or kissed. So it's usually one of those places if we're kissing and eventually you get there. Then it's great, but if you just go right there, if you just go down, just give me the chills, which maybe you want to do. I don't know. Number four are my breasts, which should be an obvious thing, I guess, because, well, they're huge, but they're not. Like, I was thinking back to, like, people I've made out with or people I've had sex with, and there's never been, like, an overly amount of attention given to them. Which kind of surprises me. I don't know, maybe it's like intimidating or I don't know. That would be weird if it was intimidating. I hope it's not intimidating. The only time, like, the first thing that comes to mind every time I try and think of people that have given my breasts a lot of attention sexually was in high school. I went to this dance with a senior and I think I was probably a sophomore. And he, every chance he got, his face was just planted in my cleavage. And it got to be just annoying because he was cute. I liked him. Of course, he was an older boy and he's actually the only blonde I've ever dated. I've never dated a blonde past high school. But, not that it matters, but it's a random fact. Anyways. It was just like, dude, I want to kiss you. I don't want you to just stick your face in my cleavage the whole time. That's the only thing I can think of, but I hope it wasn't since high school, since my breasts have been kissed. No, they haven't. They've had attention since then, but not a lot, and you would assume that they would. Anyways, moving on. Number five, my inner thigh. And that's just because, I mean, you know good stuff's happening if you're getting kissed there. And it feels good. Number six, my pussy, because who doesn't like oral sex? Well, some people don't, but I do. Number seven, my back. If you kiss my back or spend any time touching and kissing my back, I will fuck you. I just will. I will. There's just no way around it. It's just that is like my like number one like trigger spot of getting me like really turned on in a fast pace, I guess. I just really like it. So kissing me on my back, like down my spine or anything like that, drives me crazy. Just instant wetness. Number eight, my lips. 'Cause I know you guys know me as this really horny girl, and I am. I do. I have an intense sex drive. I really enjoy it. It's fun. But a lot of times I crave just making out with somebody and being kissed so much more than sex, because sex is great, and but I think about it all the time, I guess, because I'm dealing with it, and I'm coming up with fantasies all the time. So, like, a lot of times I'll just, like, be sitting on the couch kind of, like, reading or something and just drift off thinking about making out with somebody. Like, just, like, or, like, wondering if, like, I'm like, I wonder if he's a good kisser or, you know, things like that. So my lips, definitely. Number 9 is my shoulders. And I think that's just more of someone's, like, when someone takes those little opportunities to give you attention, like, say I have on a sleeveless dress and, like, the strap falls down my shoulder, like, for them to, like, kiss my shoulder and then, like, push the strap up or something like that. It's just really, it's just one of those nice moments. And then number 10, I wrote down my ear, but the more I think about it, I don't know if I like my ears being kissed, because I can't remember the last time they have been. Like, I was thinking, like, the spot behind, you know, behind your ear, or, and I don't know. I'm gonna assume I do like it, though, because there's really nowhere on my body I don't like to be kissed. So, we're gonna say yes to ear number 10. So, that is my top 10. Definitely send me your suggestions, send me, you know, your thoughts. I love hearing from you guys. I hope you have a really great day, and I'll talk to you all soon. Mwah. Bye.